Good. All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to the February 26th Select Board meeting. Would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lebo.
Russ.
So.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. So we got the minutes of February 12th.
I move to accept the minutes of February 12th as printed.
Second that.
Any conversation on it or questions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
So.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right. We got another appointment, Matt?
No. We got three, actually.
Three?
Well, they're renewing their.
They're all renewals, yeah.
Oh, they're all renewals, okay.
Yeah.
So two voting members and one alternate.
Yep, Ron and Joe LaMarche are voting members, and my wife Deb is alternate.
Do you need a motion, Brian?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to accept the recommendations of the Chair of the Agriculture Commission for the three the two voting members and the one alternate.
I'll second that.
All right. Is there any questions or discussions from Matt on it?
We got some good members in there.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Right. Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't let Jono say I said that.
Yeah, his head will, yeah. Won't fit through that door.
All right, now we've got, this is the one for the property, Andrea?
Yeah, this is Lane Road.
In your packet there, there is a letter requesting to purchase a piece of town land off of Lane Road. The owners which own property across the street from this property. It's right on the Candy of Raymond line. You have the tax card and the map in your folder.
Do we have to decide this?
No, it's just.
No, I just kind of put it in front of the board and.
It's right by Chester, too.
Give you time to think about it.
Yeah, and it actually goes all the way to Chester, so it borders Raymond, Candy, Chester.
Yep.
Should this be sent to the Conservation Commission for their?
It's not, Andrea says this one is not managed by them right at this point.
But would they like to manage it?
Oh, they probably would. They like all the land.
I think they would, after talking with Dick Snow today.
I think we are, I mean, why?
Probably, we wouldn't probably sell it without getting their feedback anyways, but.
You want, so what do you want to do, get the feedback now?
Yeah, whenever they meet with.
Do you want his feedback from the Conservation Commission?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dick did not come tonight, but no.
When do they meet?
I thought they just met.
They just had one, right?
Yeah, the third Tuesday.
I mean, I don't think there's any rush on it, so.
I don't know why we'd want to get rid of that.
Why?
I don't know why we wouldn't want to just keep.
Four.
Just to keep it, because that brings you down to the whole corner of Crowley Road there.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
And if you've got the access from Raymond.
So why would, what's your thoughts on why we should keep it, I guess?
I just think that in the long run, that could end up creating some problems with that development that wanted to be built down there.
Why would it create problems?
Eventually give them access to that.
You're talking about that big one, Chester?
That would give access, not being on Crowley Road.
They don't have access off of Crowley Road.
I don't understand that.
They abut people who do.
They abut people behind them, but it's not, doesn't give them access.
But then that would give them access from Lane Road.
And if the people on Crowley bought this later on, then they'd have access in and out to Lane and Crowley.
I think we'll let this one, leave this one alone. If we sell it to him, he's going to have a house lot in Candia, and the access is only going to be through the town of Raymond. So the school bus is going to.
It's not the only access from Raymond.
Well,
it's access from Lane Road.
He's got 200 something frontage.
Yeah, he's got over 200 foot frontage.
Yeah.
He lives across the street presently.
That's that piece that, 9, 10 acres almost, that's it?
Yeah.
This piece, it's 14, yep.
Yeah.
14 acres.
Well, I mean, I have no problem starting with the Conservation Commission.
We'll get a feedback, but I mean, I think giving it more thought at that point.
Definitely.
Get their input on it.
Thank you for bringing it, so we're not ambushed.
Right.
So how did the assessed valuation go from 170?
When I was talking with Steve, he dropped, that's the percentage that he used, he dropped it down to 0.09%, which brought it down about 10,000. I think he said the lay of the land over there is not, it wasn't a good quality piece.
Pretty steep right there.
Yeah, so he said that he thought it was too, when I talked to him about it on Thursday, he thought it was too high, so.
Yeah.
And it's not a huge jump.
So that's all it takes to get somebody's assessed valuation reduced is to.
That's, if you have an assessor.
Yeah.
So how do you?
Sometimes the assessor sees things, he drives, you know, he looks at them and sometimes they're not what they're valued at and what they're.
Well, how was $172,700 assigned to that value assigned that in the first place?
That would be an assessor question, I can talk.
But that was before him.
That was, yeah, that was when TME was.
Yeah. All right, so this is gonna go to Conservation?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we'll table it for now, yep.
Just get their input.
Yeah, it was just an information, that's all it was for us at this point.
Someone was interested in it.
Okay.
Anybody got any other business?
I just wanted to make a comment, I was at the school meeting and there was some talk about the school returning money, which we know they don't return it, but whatever. They, and people seem to think that the select board decides whether they're gonna return it or not. There was, and I think you made a comment, I'm not sure they know how the taxes are set.
Well, you tried to explain that at the local session, but.
Yeah, so I don't know how we can maybe educate, because it's not so cut and dry that, you know, we just decide, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, and I think people misunderstand that, or they say the selectmen decide whether, you know, we're gonna.
The selectmen decide how much you offset taxes by, and how much to reduce
that part is correct, but we're still governed by a percentage that the DRA requires us to keep in there. We have a little window if we have enough revenue left, but sometimes it's not there.
Yeah. So I wonder, I don't know.
Were they concerned about how much? I mean, I can look at the DRA worksheet.
There seem to be some comments that the selectmen have decided not to, even with the school returning money or, you know, not spending all their budget, not to have it go towards taxes, but I don't think they know the whole formula.
Okay.
I would absolutely, if I might.
Yes.
Inject, you're absolutely right, we don't know the formula.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
And I'd love to, because, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one thing I did put
the impression that the public had, or at least this part of the public had, with the at the deliberative session, was that that was you guys' decision.
Well, ultimately it is, but we are governed by certain things we have to.
Right, and I think it would be helpful to know what, you know, for people to know that. I think Sue's absolutely right.
Well, all they got to do is show up when we
No, I put it on Facebook last year. I said, we're doing the taxes. I put it on Facebook and said, this is the day we're doing the taxes. You might want to zoom in or listen to it afterwards, because it is complicated.
Right. And there's a certain amount that does from the DRA sets. When you're going over the tax rate setting, they go over all kinds of numbers. And there is the money that does come from the school. And it does go into the, you know, the fund balance.
Yeah.
And
But it is that's what I wanted to talk with you about. I was going to try to explain it. I don't know if I'm the best one to do that, but.
We just gave him $500,000.
So I don't know, maybe advertising it again or.
Yeah, we could try that. I don't know what you put out. You can let me see.
I just put it on Facebook. I just said what's setting the taxes at 5 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Is it more about, is it a tax rate setting question? Or?
No, I just think that people do have the impression that in terms of that reserve fund, you guys pretty much decide how much to leave in there and how much to utilize.
Accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
Accurate.
Yeah.
But there is a percentage that we're required to keep a minimum of.
Okay.
And then there is a window that we can go greater, you know?
Yeah.
Then that would be the piece that
is missing.
I at least don't know, and I think a lot of other people from what people have said to me don't know.
Yeah. I think that's where, so it's basically education. I don't know. We can maybe work on that.
I can pull out the tax rate setting. I can pull out the worksheet and kind of a few questions I can.
Yeah, she'd be the.
Start with an email and.
Yeah, no, that'd be great.
From there.
That's my only comment, yeah. And they did add money back in. That went through.
Oh, the school?
It went back up to the original amount. But the budget committee still voted not to approve that. No, they added it back to the, what was it, cut out, 200,000 or something?
But it didn't get cut, it's still the same amount. So they didn't approve it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's not recommended by the budget committee.
It's not recommended, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yep.
It's up to the taxpayers.
And we are gonna meet one more time before election, but are we all set with?
We have one more meeting, don't we?
Yeah.
Ambulance is in service.
Pardon?
The ambulance is in service. Did they get their approval from the state?
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, because I saw Mike earlier today, and he said that they're waiting for the inspection.
The state had come, yep, inspected, and they're up and running, so.
Yeah, they said Deerfield's trying to get one. Because he thinks it's, well, we're gonna have to meet him.
It's just hard to find one. We just.
No, they think it's a big moneymaker.
Oh, my God.
They maybe want to talk to you or us, so, yeah.
You may want to look at our budget a little closer.
I mean, it's a great service, but.
It is, yeah.
Not a big income-producing thing.
All right, does anybody else have anything?
This feels.
Matt, you all set?
I'm all set, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Good night.
Yeah, we'll get some information to you.
That would be great.
All right, then the next select board meeting is gonna be March 11th, the day before elections. And.
Do you guys know, have coverage? Because.
I'm gonna be there all day.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Pannett, should we get someone to go in for us?
You probably want, if you can find someone, yeah.
Isn't Bob Pannett on the list, though?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a permanent, it does have phone kids.
He's gonna be there all day, so he said he'd multitask.
So just get someone who's there all day?
Yeah.
You wanna be there?
Yep.
Or the times that you're usually there.
And you'll be there whenever you can?
Other than that, Tracy Boucher will be there.
Oh, Tracy's gonna do it? Oh, good.
How do you trap Tracy every time?
She volunteers.
She's gonna be there anyway.
Well, she's the assistant moderator, she's this, I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're double dipping here somewhere.
Well, good for her, she can pull it off.
Exactly, yeah, for the $2 an hour.
Exactly, yep.
I'm not lining anybody's pockets.
No. All right, well, if there's nothing else.
Yeah, this seems unusual.
The ones we just did, yeah.
We just did, okay.
And I will be gone for, if I get voted back in.
Are you good to shut this?
Strong write-in campaign?
I'd like to make a motion.
Could be none of the above, right?
But I will be gone for the thing when we do the departments.
Oh, okay.
So can I just, you don't have to wait.
Parks?
Well, I was gonna say, if I just leave a list of my requests, it doesn't, I mean, no need it is. Uh-oh, I have blue.
That's okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, all three of my signatures don't match.
That's to confuse them.
No, it's my hands.
I'm gonna give this back to you when I do all three, is that okay?
If it runs out.
That one, it's gonna pop the apple right out.
It's been an hour.
Ouch.
Because it's so swollen.
Jeez.
Not good.
Why is it swollen? Did you hurt it?
It's arthritis.
Arthritis.
Crooked, messed up. They all point different ways.
I didn't look that bad.
I really is. Where are you pointing? Which direction?
Up or down?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the February 26th meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
6:50.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Wow, that was.